Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
My name's Philip Pope. I'm the town mayor of St Ives in Cambridgeshire.
Where are we right now?
We're here today in the St Ives Corn Exchange, which is an amazing building in the heart of the town of St Ives. And we're here for the purpose of distributing goods to individuals within the town. We've got tables laden with bags. The bags are all full to the brim with biscuits and orange juice and all these other things, and they're going as far as the eye can see, certainly as far as my eye can see. Open the doors at 10 a.m. and a rush of people come flocking in, excited with anticipation in their bones for what they're to receive from us.
Well, hello Phil, I'm Iris. And how are you?
Very well, how are you?
Yes, I'm all right, but the weather's not very good.
It's not great, is it?
It's raining, and I'm on my bicycle. And they all say to me, well, where's your bike if I'm in my car?
So today is the Langley bread distribution. And it's something that dates back to 1656, when a gentleman named Robert Langley left some money in his will in memory of his father. And that money was to be distributed yearly to poor widows and fatherless children within the parish. But I do know there was a rumour, as I've found out today, that one of his daughters was crossing the meadow and got lost. And so she heard the church bells ringing, and that led her back to St Ives. But like I say, I did find out that isn't true. So obviously we still uphold that tradition today, all these years on. But about 150 years ago, it was changed from money to loaves of bread. And then more recently, it's been changed, and we've added in tea bags, sugar. More recently, we've added in biscuits and orange juice. So it's really just a nice way to keep up tradition and give some people something that they actually want and something that they're going to use. Was there always orange juice?
No, this has been going the last couple of years.
Oh, so it's added extras from the last couple of years. So I know the biscuits were certainly kind of the last 10 or so years, and the orange juice were in the last couple of years. So obviously it doesn't sound like much, an orange juice, but when you times that by 150, a pound a pop, that's £150. But it's all relative to the fact that we're helping change someone's January and making it a little bit brighter.
What a lot of bread. Well, everything there. I should never get that home on my bike, will I? Anyway, I shall try.
So in 1860, the administrators of the charity added an element of sexual equality to the provisions by making widowers eligible as well as widows. But other than that, it's stayed true to the will. Like I say, I think really for the reasons that I gave earlier, because after Christmas, it's always a hard time. Back then, I'm sure it was the same. Kids in 1600s, the same as kids nowadays. Back then, they would have wanted the best at Christmas time, as we do. So I think it's just to help people out at a hard time of year when it's cold outside and they haven't necessarily got the money to be able to do everything. And it's just nice to be able to give them a bit of relief. I found out today I'm actually an orphan, and I went through the list today and I am entitled. I won't be taking a bag, but it's quite funny that obviously I've known about this Langley bread for a while, and this is the first time I found out that I'm actually an eligible part of it. But obviously I'll let someone who's far more worthy than myself take the bag.
Do you come here every year for this?
Well, not every year, because I was only widowed 2 years ago, and now I think it's a wonderful thing for people. and I've just been told outside that there's not so many coming in today. I said, I don't know.
It was good to begin with.
Yes.
But I think, obviously, it's been a bit slow because of the weather. But
well, it might be. And you're here till 12, aren't you? 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that's it. People know that it goes on later now as well.
It's all I've heard today is, oh, that's heavy. Every person, and I've got to the point where I've had to start warning people now. I must warn you, it's quite heavy. Do you want a hand out to the car, or do you want me to pop it in your stroller? Yeah, there's a lot of people quite surprised at how heavy the bags actually are. I think people are delighted to actually be given something. And it comes at a good time of year, because obviously January, you've just got past Christmas, especially for widows who spend their Christmases. I mean, my mum was a widow, and she spent every penny she could to try and make sure our Christmas was as magical as she could make it. And obviously it comes to January and the purse strings are very tight, so I think it's just nice to be able to offer something a little bit extra to say, you know what, keep that in your purse today and have this on us. And thanks to this wonderful inspirational man, we're in the position where we can do that and just make life a little bit easier for them. So, like I say, this year there's been more interaction on social media and there's been a bit more of a buzz about it online and people generally talking. So hopefully, you know, there's 150 bags this year. Hopefully in a couple of years it could be 200, a couple of years later 250, and keep it growing. And the more people that know about it, the more people that find out, I'm sure it will just keep growing and keep benefiting more families within the town.